Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
In a season of surprises, most of them not good, the Packers' hard-fought come-from-behind 22-21 victory over the Atlanta Falcons salvaged, at least for now, a season on the brink.
Winless since October, with the season hanging in the balance, a much-maligned defense, two unsung performers, and the winter wonderland that is the frozen tundra in December all conspired to keep hope alive for the Green Bay Packers in a season of despair. Trailing by four in the fourth quarter, Mike Neal's sack and strip of quarterback Matt Ryan, the fumble recovered by Johnny Jolly, began a do-or-die stretch for the Packers. Four plays later, Andrew Corliss, the mercurial, often injured tight end, enjoying the best day of his career. Six receptions, 66 yards, hooked up with Matt Flynn on a back shoulder score to give the Packers a one-point lead. Atlanta drove to the Green Bay 34, where Matt Bryan's 52-yard field goal attempt was turned away by a temperature in single digits and a swirling wind on the floor of the stadium. Still, there was 6:42 to go, and Atlanta got not one, but two more cracks at the beleaguered Green Bay defense. It would be a special teams captain who made two special plays in the defensive secondary that kept Atlanta at bay. Just past the two-minute warning, on fourth down of the Green Bay 33, Jared Bush denied future Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez a first-down catch. Later, as the Falcons tried to rally into field goal range, Ryan's pass to Harry Douglas was intercepted by Bush to seal the win and, for now, save the season.
Who knows where this season goes long term? But for now, it's on to Dallas, where these Packers won a Super Bowl in what seems like such a long time ago. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.